Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. Today's video is our 2024 NFL draft prospect and a young man named is Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of University of Clemson. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Nate Wiggins. Tell you a true story about 7 years ago when the young man was a senior at Westlake High School. I got to see him play, and he made an impact at the receiver position. I believe in that football game against North Carolina, he had 2 touchdown passes. I didn't even see him playing cornerback when he got to Clemson, but Clemson made a good choice. Dabo Sweeney said, you know what? This gentleman has outstanding skills on the defensive side of the ball. Young man is 6'2", 185. He went to Westlake High School, and I don't have to say nothing about Westlake High School out of Atlanta. NFL players, Ian Allen, Keith Adams, Pac-Man Jones, Sean Jones, Anthony Mitchell, former mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed, A.J. Terrell, that's playing at a high level with the Atlanta Falcons now, Keon Fox, formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Chance Warmack with the Tennessee Titans, and of course, the great Cam Newton that played at Auburn and went on and had a great career with the Carolina Panthers. The same high school this young man, Nate Wiggins, came out of, Westlake. As you see, it's history, it's NFL history there. But what really took me to a level was last year. The young man played very well at the end of the season. And go back to the 2022 Atlanta Conference Championship game when he had the 98-yard pick six. And then look at his season where he had 13 pass defense and 30 tackles and 1 INT. But what it was is that team started to really kind of go away from him. And the gentleman is what we call an NFL first-round corner. Looking at 2023 this season, he's got 12 tackles, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, 1 INT. But when you look at the skill set of all the great corners have to have and play at that competitive nature at the next level, Nate Wiggins has it, man. Long and active, A+. Man-to-man coverage, A+. A playmaker at the cornerback position, A+. Can play man or zone, A+. Great, great bowl instincts, A+. Go back to the Atlanta Coast Championship game when he had the 98-yard interception return. You see what I'm talking about. Quick feet as a corner, A+. Great field awareness, A+. Being able to control the receiver at his routes, which I mean leverage, A+. Short area burst, A+ with Nate Wiggins. The great recovery speed. All great corners got to have that. Once you get beat, you got to have that speed to recovery, and that's A+. FBI, football intelligence as a corner, A+. Backpedal, A+. As I just mentioned, confidence level, A+. The attitude, A+. Positive, cocky, A+. And a capable hitter and run support, A+. See, when Nate Wiggins got to Clemson, his head coach, Mr. Dabo Sweeney, said he had to mature and grow up a little bit. But Coach Sweeney said this, if this young man matures, he could be one of the best that's ever played this game, both at the college and the NFL level. That's why when you look at all the NFL draft boards, Nate Wiggins is right now top 10 pick in next year's 2024 NFL draft. And I saw this young man make an impact in the high school level playing for Westlake at the wide receiver position. So that can tell you he can catch any ball. Ball skills are off the charts. He had 2 touchdowns that evening. And I said to myself, when he gets to the next level, because he was a 4-star recruit, he's going to play wide receiver. But he got to Clemson, and Dabo Sweeney and the Clemson family made him a corner. This is a very good football player that's going to have an outstanding career at the next level, Mr. Nate Wiggins. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I've been your host, Vincent Turner, and special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Thank you here on 100 Yards of Football.